This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it is surreal. Years ago, he began talking to Cy Hirsch some on email. And he, of course, follows our work. We follow his, 2 times Pulitzer Prize winner. And he said, when my big book comes out in 2 years, I'll come on. Well, he's coming on in the third hour today on Military to Military, his new book, How Our Own Military Has Been Standing Up to the Globalists Trying to Start World War III and Feeding the Russians and Syrians Intelligence on Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, ISIS. And of course, this is old news to our listeners. You heard it here first. But just confirming everything we tell you is in deep research. Sometimes we make mistakes, very rarely. I wish I was wrong. Congress is bought and paid for by foreign interests. It's coming out of the NSA spying on them. But that's also because there's a foreign infiltration going on. It's all coming up. But here is John Bowne's report on Congress, and then we'll come back after break.
The year-end disapproval polls of Congress are rolling out. According to the latest Gallup poll, 82% disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job. Real Clear Politics congressional job approval is at 75.8% disapproval. Mainstream media polls even have to accept the boiling anger running its course through America. As the CNN ORC poll racks up to 75% disapproval, and CBS New York Times is at 74%. The holiday season isn't even over yet. And fresh off of the heels of the treasonous Paul Ryan-led omnibus funding of the Defense Department to the tune of at least $2 billion while ignoring an enemy invasion of the United States, meanwhile, dropping a pile of cash on the sanctuary cities operations being flooded with non-vetted refugees, a ticking time bomb waiting to happen, all paid for by your tax dollars. Is it any surprise that the career corporate politicians that have occupy the nation's capital would start floating their latest bonehead idea from their arrogant bubble as if anybody in this country actually accepts it?
It seems to me that we'll have to borrow additional money from China in order to run this war. So let's have a war tax.
Now, more idiotic rhetoric from the left as Democratic Senator Chris Coons, who in addition to authorizing Obama's unconstitutional authorization for use of military force, minus the ground troops, says the Congress from hell should now levy a new tax on Americans to pay for military action against the Islamic State.
How are we going to pay for it? All the previous wars, as you referenced, before Iraq and Afghanistan, had a dedicated war surtax. And I think that's one way we could fairly pay for it, with a small surtax that exempted active duty military, families, and veterans. But there's other ways we could pay for it. We just can't keep going without even discussing it.
That's right. The little boy and their brand new shiny toys over at the Pentagon need more of your tax dollars to fund another one of their blatant fake wars with an enemy they created and support. Maybe we should send our war tax dollars to Putin, as he did more damage to ISIS in 3 days than the United States did in 1 year. Vocative reports the daily tab for fighting ISIS had already climbed more than 20% between May 21st and October 15th of this year, from 9.1 million a day to nearly 11 million per day, according to the Pentagon's latest public figures. More than half of these costs came in the form of airstrikes, which the U.S. has employed since August of 2014 to pound Islamic State targets. Munitions, logistics, and operational support accounted for the remaining costs, according to the Pentagon. Despite spending billions, the air campaign has failed to weaken the Islamic State, according to intelligence officials. A defense official told the Associated Press, "We've seen no meaningful degradation in their numbers." He cited intelligence estimates that put the Islamic State's total strength at somewhere between 20,000 and 30,000, virtually the same number as last August when the airstrikes began. Face it, you sell out ideologue suits bumbling around the district of criminals. The poll numbers and an average of black budgeted $1.6 trillion in annual never-ending war costs don't lie. The days of wagging the dog for the assumed idiotic taxpayers you've robbed year in, year out is coming to a screeching halt. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, what I call InfoWars Live. We just kicked off one of the final transmissions of 2015. It is the 30th day of December, 2015, on this Wednesday broadcast. Two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, Seymour Hersh, exposing what many experts have called a soft coup by the Pentagon, trying to block the neocons and the Obama crowd from openly backing al-Qaeda groups all over the Middle East to bring in their Wahhabist Sharia law tyranny. That is in the third hour today. Former editor, the editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy, Department of Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, will be popping in for 30 minutes as well. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts wrote a very important article dealing with the fact that Donald Trump is challenging the establishment and they are coming after him. So that's going to be looked at coming up in the second hour today. We'll also try to open the phones up. There is a big Daily Beast article that, of course, is Newsweek that's getting picked up by the talking heads on the controlled corporate globalist press, demonizing Donald Trump and Matt Drudge and saying how horrible it is that Matt Drudge has been following Donald Trump and claiming he's being supportive of Donald Trump. Well, I'll let Matt Drudge speak for himself, but Donald Trump looks like he's the only candidate that can beat Hillary Clinton. And so, do you want Hillary Clinton in office? Donald Trump just gets better and better. He's come out and said he's sick of Obama being on vacation up to 4 months a year, worse than any other president before. I was a big critic of Bush for it. Obama's almost done double what Bush did. As he was about to go to Hawaii for another month-long vacation, he made the announcement that, oh, the most important thing I'll be doing, quote, is watching the new Star Wars movie. I guess the president gets an advanced copy or doesn't have to go to the theater. They're having press briefings with, you know, R2-D2 and C-3PO at the White House. Just nothing but pop garbage. Even liberal comedians are coming out, like David Spade, and saying, you know, you need to not be on reality TV. You need to not be so degraded as the president. That's the whole point, is to degrade the country and to divert people off into mindless garbage. But even liberals are getting it. Even liberal members of Congress, David Knight covered this yesterday, are saying Hillary destroyed Libya, launched the attack on Syria. Obama will spend $470,000 a day while he is in Hawaii on this vacation. And again, there's a lot bigger stuff going on, but it illustrates, as Trump said, while we're in a major war with ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, same group, that is attacking five or six countries or more, actually. It's up to 10, but currently five or six the last month have been attacked in Africa. Hundreds dead. Middle East, thousands dead every month. Attacking Syria, attacking Libya, overthrowing it, attacking and overthrowing for a time Egypt. Our government backing it. This is order out of chaos. This is globalism using America to destabilize the world as well as NATO. And Trump comes out and says, you need to be at the White House fighting ISIS. You need to be working hard like a lot of other presidents. I mean, Bill Clinton was a pretty bad guy doing horrible stuff, but he reportedly worked about 15 hours a day carrying out his evil agenda. People like Nixon worked up to 18 to 20 hours a day. And by the way, actually believed he was trying to help the country. That's been well documented. He was a twisted guy, had problems, but he was a saint. That's why the establishment took him down with the Naval Intelligence and the CIA officers over at the Washington Bilderberg Post. And by the way, Nixon did a lot of bad stuff, but he actually tried to be president, and they said, just like Kennedy tried to be president, and they said, no. You die, is what they said. Well, they had a soft coup, basically, on Nixon. And you could argue he deserved it. He did some bad things. Nothing compared to what Barack Hussein Obama, in fact, even Jonathan Turley, other liberal constitutional lawyers have said, Obama has done more than Bush by an order of three times worse in violating the Constitution and Bill of Rights. That was his job, put the liberals to sleep. Of course, an attack on liberty is going to come from a liberal angle, because traditionally, American liberals were more like Thomas Jefferson and really did stand up for basic human rights and freedoms and due process. That's what you could expect from the Democratic Party. Not anymore, folks. Fascistic with a communist icing is the best way to describe it. And they are freaking out all over the media saying it could be Matt Drudge that gets Donald Trump elected. Well, this is what Matt Drudge is really able to do as the number one news site in the world. To show people a mosaic of really what's going on, linking to the establishment and what people actually said. They'll come out and say that, you know, Trump said he hates all Mexicans and thinks they should all be deported, and then Drudge will just link to the actual clip where he didn't say that. So Drudge just brings up things that aren't in the establishment narrative, that don't go along with their talking points. And so then what Drudge puts out ends up becoming a major talking point, because the slaves in mainstream media have to follow talking points they're given. They don't even know how to come up with their own views of the world, their own talking points. They don't even see through their own rose-colored darkly. None of us are perfect. They just go with whatever is handed down to them that is the supposed angle or narrative. And so they then go. I mean, how many times do you see photos in the background of the Washington Post, New York Times, L.A. Times, MSNBC, CNN, Fox News? There's the Drudge Report on a TV screen or on computers. They don't even know how to go through their own email or even go to like 10 or 15 other sites or go to foreign sites. They just go to Drudge, which is good. But imagine, to them it's so fantastical that someone's linking to Japanese and South African and Russian and Mexican news and alternative media or some lady who shot a cell phone video. Without commentary, just here it is. What do you think? Here's 10 articles about, you know, cameras going up on street corners that face scan you. Oh, you crazy conspiracy theorist. All he's doing is linking to mainstream media, but he's showing, connecting the dots, how it's rolling out. Or all these Pentagon people admitting robots will replace all combat troops within 10 years. And then he links to top scientists in mainstream news saying we're going to be taken over by computers. They go, look at Drudge, fear-mongering and about robot takeovers. All he did was link to a spectrum of it to show you it's a trend. But it's the end of the establishment if you start thinking for yourself. And I'm going to get into all the news, but it's important to look at this because they attack Drudge, they attack Trump. Let me show people the article of your TV viewer, Infowars.com/show, to find the free video feeds. And it says, make America great again. And they stick a Drudge hat on Donald Trump. And, of course, Trump's committing a war crime, according to the globalists in the Infowar, by admitting the plan is to not make America great. The plan is to slowly suck us dry while our blood, sweat, and tears builds the big tax-exempt global government. And the article goes on, why is Matt Drudge boosting Donald Trump? Donald Trump hit the zeitgeist 6-8 months ago. Donald Trump is saying what the American people are feeling and witnessing. And Drudge is feeling the same thing. So he's just dialing into it. But they act like, oh, it's all Drudge's fault. Oh, it's such a terrible thing. See, if he could just be dealt with, and let me tell you where this is going. This is going in campaign finance reform as multiple members of the FCC board have said on both sides that they are going to try next year to pass laws and get the Supreme Court to rule that Matt Drudge cannot even exist because he's political. Well, everybody is political. Everybody has their free speech. He should be able to link to a clip of Obama saying that there's 57 states. But see, that's where all of this is going, and he had a Supreme Court justice tell him. Next year, we've been told that basically they have the votes, they're going to rule to shut you down. And by the way, that means talk radio, and that means this show. So Drudge comes here, comes out of the shadows, after all the behind-the-scenes harassment he's gone through, and I'll just leave it at that, comes on this show, in the shadows, right over there, 20 feet away, behind the cameras, and lays all this out, and they make fun of it. It goes on, the public evidence we have is the big and very rare interview Drudge gave back in October to Wing Nut. Oh, look, they use a term like Wing Nut. How original. Radio host Alex Jones, where he delivered gems like this one. You've got to be the greatest you can be now before this country is so completely altered and we're left with Hillary's brain and the Oval Office in a jar. Because that's where we're getting. She is old. She is sick. She is not a contender. They're making her a contender with these propped up Saturday Night Live things. It's like a head on a stick. And the Today Show, a head on a stick. She is not viable, vibrant leader for this country of 300, including the illegals, 380 million Americans. So the media is trying to put us to sleep. And then he goes on to warn about they're coming for our free speech. We've got to rally. We've got to take action. This is the biggest guy when it comes to actual power in the U.S. media, arguably the world media. I mean, who's more influential to put a big story out and get it covered? Vladimir Putin, Matt Drudge, then what, a Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones after that? And thank God I'm not one of the very top people. It's scary enough up at these heights, believe me. Like floating around at 10,000 feet in a hot air balloon, and you got gremlins crawling around the top, poking it with needles. Literally scurrying around everywhere, step on them every day. I'm like climbing around on top of the balloon trying to swat them off. I mean, it's just the public's like zombies wandering around having no idea this huge war is going on. Oh, I'm a wing nut. Is that why Cy Hirsch is coming on? Is that why the former chief editor of the Wall Street Journal is about to come on? Oh, is that why Donald Trump came on? Is that why you people just think you can just lazily throw out a term, demonize people, and then no one's going to listen? You're so discredited, all it does is make everybody tune in. So keep it up. Send what little audience you have left, Daily Beast, to me.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I want to burrow my segment, but this one is short, 6 minutes long. I want to talk about the real cosmology of the world, which is in the history books, which is in common sense, which is in all the basic literature, both fiction and nonfiction. We know how humans operate. We know the basic rules. We know what our species has done generation after generation. And you watch mainstream media, it is at war with common sense. And why is that? Because our forebears weren't perfect, but they lived closer to the ground, closer to the weather, closer to the bandits on the road. They weren't inserted into this high-tech media bubble. And they would never put up with the basic things that are going on all around us today. And that's why they've tried to arrest the development of so many Westerners. It's why they tried to make people cynical and stupid and uninformed. And then the political managing class, like trained SEALs, just say, wingnut, crazy, tinfoil hat. Did that work 5 years ago when we exposed you were using Al-Qaeda in Libya? Did it work 3 years ago in Syria? Did it work in Egypt? No. I mean, we report real things. We have real high-level military intelligence operatives, whistleblowers on. And others do this as well, thank God. And we absolutely devastate your operations. And then you respond by calling us wingnuts again. Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm in third grade. You just called me a booger face. What am I going to do? I'm a 42-year-old man committed to defending this republic, and you are calling me names. And I illustrate that for everybody just to look at how pathetic our enemies are. Thank God they're so pathetic, but they do have our tax money, and they are on top of us. They weigh about 400 pounds, but they don't have any muscles. We can just roll them off of us, and they're not going to be able to get back up. They'll be like a beetle in the sun. But you got to decide you want to get them off of you. Now, it is so unprecedented what's happening at this point. And Obama's nonchalant stuff going out there to Hawaii and all the rest of it, and acting like he doesn't care and acting like everything's fine, that's Obama hiding out. He is working 12, 14 hours a day while he's out there to destroy this country. He's making the phone calls to get the guns. They're coming after everything this next year. The free speech, the guns. I've got massive mainstream alternative articles, you name it, about the financial meltdown and derivatives being much bigger than they were in 2008. Governments are digging in right now. Much of the world's already in global depression or deep recession. It's like we're on a roller coaster and the ride's starting and we're going... And you're kind of to the top now. We're like, I don't know quite when this thing lets loose. Never been on this roller coaster before, but hold on to your hats, people. And on this roller coaster, if you hunker down and hide out, they win. On this roller coaster, things become very, very fluid politically, and they want to make the changes politically during the organized crises that they're going to ride to victory, they believe. We've got to hit them and hit them hard in the info war at every level. And they're going to be bold, folks. They're going to have big hack attacks and take down huge parts of the web in the name of taking it over. They're openly announcing how they're going to bring in the internet taxation, campaign finance law, FCC declared this year, control of the internet. We told you next year they're coming. The Supreme Court's got the votes. They're coming. I'll quote Lord of the Rings. When they're in the mines of Moria, drums in the deep. And the drums are coming. You can even look out the door as we slam it shut and see the shadows on the wall of the tunnel. Any second now, rounding that corner, here they come. Everything you've already seen was just the advance guard scoping us out, getting ready, infiltrating, preparing. They're going to turn loose their socialist and communist forces to blow up federal buildings, you name it. They're going to shoot patriots, throw our bodies at the seams. I'm telling you how they operate. Get ready, they're coming. They're going to start killing cops in every town. They're going to try to run a revolution. It's hardcore, folks. You are witnessing the Republic in the battle for its life. It starts now. It starts now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Here they come.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Watch your steps.
Alex Jones.
In position. It's the info war. Truth trumps fraud. Somebody's got to be willing to carry the ball. If a few good men and women don't, every civilization falls into barbarism. Falls into a culture of conquest, not a culture of innovation. It is the culture of innovation and the Renaissance and free will that is destined to take us to the stars. That we have to take that destiny in our hands and in our hearts. And we have to carry out the important work of defying the control freaks and the tyrants. I'm Alex Jones, your host, dedicated to defending human liberty. And I want to thank you all for joining us and trying in this college of ideas to work towards solutions and ideas that can challenge the fairy tale the globalists are trying to sell us. that humans are ugly and bad and are a failed species, that the end of humanity is soon upon us. We should crawl into a hole and just die, giving the world to the globalist to become gods. There are no gods at all. Coming up, Senator Paul, appalled by NSA spying on Congress. Notice, and I'm not saying Paul's doing this because he's a smart guy, but you notice they expose the NSA spying that is constitutional. And they don't expose all the other programs where everything that Congress does is tracked by more than 16 agencies. The NSA is spying on foreign communiques, voice memos, text messages, phone calls from foreign countries. And Israel doesn't like that. And so Israel has operatives in the media putting, I'm not an enemy of Israel, but it's my job to tell you what's going on. And I don't want any foreign government spying on Congress because they can then blackmail them, and Israel does that big time. And Israel has different political parties over there. And if I have one big beef with the general Israel lobby, it's not even the $3 billion in foreign aid a year. That's chicken feed. My issue is Israel. Basically, every political party over there lobbies and gives money to gun control groups in our country to take our guns when Israel lets any citizen that wants it have a gun to protect themselves. And I'm tired of foreign governments lobbying. England, the UK, lobbies and gives money to get our guns. I'm tired of all these foreign countries in our business. You know who isn't in our business? The Russians. You know who the media tells us is in our business? The Russians. More loads of bull. But there's the rest of the story, and it's just, it's so irritating to see it in the news. The only reason you're hearing about it is because there are patriots in the NSA who are pointing out that foreign governments are spying on Congress. U.S. spy net on Israel snares Congress. Talk about spin. Wall Street Journal. That's coming up. We'll talk about that with Cy Hirsch. But first off, Israeli commander claims that U.S. secretly evacuated ISIS leaders to safety. Now, what they use is Merck groups, sheep-dipped SEALs, Green Berets, others in the State Department to carry this out. We know about this because it's not a claim. It's a Steve Watson article at Infowars.com because this is a long-standing operation. And the reason we know about it is because people like Anthony Schaefer back in 2002 went public to the San Francisco Chronicle, as well as another Special Forces full colonel. He was a lieutenant colonel at the time, pointing out that thousands of Al-Qaeda and Taliban leaders were flown out to safety before the invasions even really began, and they only bombed conscripts in the front lines. It was a totally staged war. Totally staged. Now, the conscripts didn't know that they weren't fighting for Allah, but I'm not just going to make that claim. Here's the article, Infowars.com. We're going to go over it in a moment, but let me just give you background. See, this is how my brain works the instant I saw this morning on Infowars.com. And we'll actually pull this up because when it printed it actually erased it, the headline. The Airlift of Evil, NBC News. See that? We'll actually pull it up online because, again, the printer put a box over it. Airlift of Evil. NBC News. There it is. The United States took the unprecedented step this week of demanding that foreign airlines provide information on passenger boarding planes to America. Yet in the past week, a half dozen or more Pakistani Air Force cargo planes landed in the Taliban-held city of Kunduz and evacuated to Pakistan hundreds, it turned out it was thousands, of non-Afghan soldiers who fought alongside the Taliban and even Al-Qaeda against the United States. What's wrong with this picture? See no evil, in denial. That's all the spin. It came out later. It was thousands. And they basically evacuated the Akani network out of the country. Here's another one. Do you realize the U.S. funded and trained ISIS? There's another report. U.S. airdrops weapons to ISIS as Iraq army makes gains. Confirmed, Benghazi was covered up for arms transfer to Al-Qaeda. Ex-DIA chief, Obama willfully allowed rise of ISIS. That headline's not even strong enough from World Net Daily. I'm not bad. The general, Flynn, said that they were ordered to do it consciously. Newly declassified U.S. government documents. The West supported the creation of ISIS. Former DIA director, U.S. made willful decision to support ISIS. So, here's this current story about Iraq commander claims the U.S. secretly evacuated ISIS leaders to safety. But when you say the U.S., you mean the criminal State Department elements that are part of the longstanding coup over this country since 1913 of the financial system. Now they're just mopping up the states, mopping up the families, mopping up what was left of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I mean, America, our republic was a big elephant to eat. You know what I keep thinking about? What keeps jumping into my mind while I'm covering all this other news? The fact that the day after I said, Trump, you need to go after Hillary for lying and saying she was on the ground and being shot at and attacked in Serbia and it was all lies. And I know for a fact that was relayed directly to Trump and he did it the next day. It was on Meet the Press or something. And I'm not on a power trip. I'm just sitting here realizing what will happen if Trump goes after this. I know Trump's really smart. It's just surreal that we can write an article, Drudge links to it. Trump retweets it. I want to get, like, all these top experts on every week and, like, have a roundtable discussion, wargaming, what we should do as the patriots with the truth, with the narrative to fight the globalists. Because we're just generally educating the public about what's going on. We have an incredible track record. Our guests, our experts do. And our responsibility is frighteningly huge. And the reason I talk about this more and more, and I gave a speech to my reporters today, the TV reporters, that, hey, take yourselves really seriously. I know you do. You're in a legendary position. I just can't believe it. But it's a testament to what taking action can do. And that's why I want everybody out there listening and watching to know, no matter how bad all this gets in the future, we're going to make it out of it. Because so many seeds have been planted of truth that tyranny will be like sunshine and water to make a lot of seeds that haven't sprouted will sprout. Seeds that were planted 30, 40 years ago by people like Cleon Skousen. Seeds that were planted by Alan Greenspan, 50 years ago, 45 years ago. Alan Greenspan was basically like the Alex Jones of the 60s. He wrote books and had essays published against global government, against the private Federal Reserve, and a monetary plan to help America. They went and bought him off. See, when you really know history, it's so amazing. I mean, he was like Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader. You know, I'll tell you who knows Greenspan and knows all these people and, you know, had dinner with Ronald Reagan, you know, years before, you know, was friends with Ronald Reagan before Ronald Reagan got into office, when Ronald Reagan was governor. He's coming on next hour, Dr. Paul Greg Roberts. You know, we get these guys on and people don't even in the general public realize who they're listening to. It's like Cy Hirsch is coming on. He exposed the My Lai massacre in Vietnam. I mean, he's a legend. And I'm not bragging about the guests we get. It's that we're willing to have them on and let them actually say what they want. And the Daily Beast responds. Is to make fun of everybody. And call me a wingnut and call Drudge names. I mean, that's what five-year-olds do. They don't intellectually I think I was about 12 years old when they had a junior high prom, and I brought the beauty queen to the prom. Everybody else was scared to ask her out. I was so mindless and instinctive when I was young, which is a sign of intelligence earlier on, that I was so tuned into my instincts that I always got to date the best girls because nobody else would ask them out. And I'm not bragging about that. It was just a funny story. I kind of clicked, oh, people are starting fights with me at the prom, and people are saying my tuxedo looks stupid, and people are saying I'm a bad dancer. A lot of folks were cool. I remember it finally clicked, oh, that's why they're being mean, because I've got the best-looking girl, and I'm the best-looking. See? And that's all this is. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way. These are discredited, imploding facades that a high wind comes down every week and mainstream media system collapses. And then, you know, Carlos Slim, one of the biggest mafia dons in the world from Mexico, one of the richest men in the world, comes in and buys the New York Times like his toy. It's failed. CNN is failed. I was in there 3 years ago. I've been there many times before that. 5 or 6 times. I've been in the very studios I was in. Back when Larry King was there, I'd been in studios on another show. It was all nice, glistening, clean, energy, people everywhere. I was in there. It was a ghost town with frayed carpet and dirty toilets with feces splattered on the walls of every major bathroom like a Jackson Pollock. And I walked out of there and I said, CNN's dead. It's walking dead. That's who these people are. They're frauds. And they need to know they're frauds. We know why you don't like us. We know why you lie about us. Because we're honorable. We care about America. We want people to be successful. We want prosperity. We believe in winners. We know we can make the world great. And America great. We don't have bad will towards people. We don't get mad at somebody with a faster, cooler car, a better-looking girlfriend. We're not losers. We're not pack-driven scum that got where they were by social climbing inside your little clubs. We're Renaissance men. We're innovators. We're here to kick your ass. You got it? Now, here's the deal. You may think you got all the power and the money and the spying and everybody lined up and ready for martial law and war with the people that you can defeat what's rising against you. You can't. Not unless you blow the whole planet up. So you need to realize that the course you're on will fail. Don't be stupid like Napoleon. Don't be stupid like Hitler. They thought they knew it all, too. And quite frankly, they were much greater men and women than you. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, they got their hands dirty. Both those guys were complete badasses. Complete studs. Very evil men, but hardcore. They had to climb to the top in collapsing civilizations and with hardcore soldiers. What'd you climb to the top from? Oh, your rich family from Harvard or Yale put you in your position? And now you're going to play war with Russia? You're going to play war putting Al-Qaeda in to kill Christians? You think it's cute and funny? Do you know what you've done? To quote Putin. Putin came out last week, and then their foreign minister said, Lavrov came out and said, who is running America? Who is in charge? Because the army is trying to fight Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and you're over here at the State Department. See, they're just putting it all out, folks. Do you realize how mega massive things are right now? Do you realize the very battle for this country is happening right now? And you're at the New York Times and the Daily Beast making jokes, calling us tinfoil hats. Why don't you call Cy Hirsch a tinfoil hat? Now, before I go any further, I'm just going to do some mid-air refueling here. We got 15% off everything. And if you got a gift card, it's 15% off, too. Use those unused gift cards. Fund our operation. I mean, we're totally committed. They're great products. It's a win-win. Get the Deep Cleanse. Get the Brain Force. Get the X2. Get the Survival Shield. Get it all. Try it today. We got more of the InfoWars premium power packs to jump your car and other stuff back in. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And if you fund us, we'll expand. If you don't, we'll contract. You don't really stay stagnant. I want to expand in the face of this. I want you to help energize us with your prayers, your support, spreading the word, and funding us by buying high-quality products that are game-changers. High-quality water filters do not drink glyphosate and fluoride. Boom. Why wouldn't you do that? And there's not just the 16 products at InfoWarsLife.com that are proprietary and are off-the-chart awesome. You've seen the reviews. You've heard the reviews. You know, read the reviews, third-party sites, linked at InfoWarsLife.com. But don't forget Youngevity. Youngevity has hundreds of products, and I've used more than, I don't know, 10 or 15 of them. And when you purchase them at InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com, you can sign up, get free shipping with auto shipping, get 30% off when you first sign up. It's $10 to be a distributor. You can go there, InfoWarsTeam.com, and sign up today. And you can also call and talk to the InfoWars crew. And they can walk you through it and tell you how to sign up and tell you about some of the different products. 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. That's 888-789-9277. To have any of your questions answered 24 hours a day.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
They want you to believe that your life's going to be uneventful. They want you to believe that you don't really matter or count. You should just sit over there on the sidelines. That nothing really important is going on. Just move along. While the future of our species, to a great extent, is being decided right now. Welcome to a scientific world government corporate takeover. Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. And you can't be in denial about that. The minute you're aware of the globalist program and how it operates, though, it becomes a game to fight it. You see, you're designed to adapt and overcome. The problem is we tend to adapt to incremental tyranny by actually submitting to it and learning to live with it. And that would work if it was environmental and we didn't have a way to change our environment. But humans are all about changing our environments, overcoming our environment. But the new environments we've built have helped us in many ways, but have now been hijacked to be prisons. This is fundamental what I'm saying. And I was thinking about watching my daughters drive off to camp, art camp, this morning, how it is the number one most dangerous thing in their life. As I watch the SUV drive away. And I thought about them becoming 16 in cars and had a lot of anxiety about it because that's a real danger. And I realized how we've just adapted to cars killing millions of people every year. And how that's an example of how we just accept that our kids may go down to gather water at the water hole and a saber-toothed tiger might jump out and eat them. We hope it doesn't happen. We can't always go to the water hole with them. I got to go out and hunt. And I got to let my daughters go down to the water hole and maybe get eaten. And I just handle that. I compartmentalize that as a man because it's part of the environment. Now, sure, I try to make sure when they go to the water hole that they always go with somebody, an adult, a younger male. The younger male tells them don't wander off too far. But they don't always listen. Until they see someone get eaten by a big cat. Let's go back to our race memories here. Human race. The one race. The one that triumphed. The one that went through all this together. And now the system has us at odds with each other. A predatory group above us playing God. So we have to not adapt to their tyranny by putting up with it. We have to adapt by exposing it and empowering ourselves to engage in financial and informational and spiritual and cultural war. And like lifting weights or climbing a mountain, we will become stronger in the animating contest. The enlightenment, the empowerment is not adapting to their nanny state that dehumanizes us, but facing the dangers. Because they're going to come in and say, self-driving cars will keep the wrecks down. Don't you not want your daughters to die? But in truth, it's not just some faceless computer that isn't trying to enslave us. It's being programmed as the artificial system to deliver my daughters into an even more dangerous world. And so because of that, I oppose it. Even if we had a good government building a panopticon computer system to, quote, keep us all safe, what would happen when those controllers died, or a new generation got control, or an AI system that was evil, or an alien intelligence from a deep space nebula came and uses this system to hijack things? You don't want centralized, one-point-of-failure systems, and that's what the globalists are setting up. I could write a science fiction book as an allegory where aliens come, deceive them, they're giving them all this power, deceive an elite, they're giving them control, and really they're just building a system to enslave everyone. But that's historically what will happen. They're building something that will destroy the elite themselves. We have to have a real debate about this with the people. And we're here to force that debate about what's currently being decided, the future destiny of the species. Stay with us. Spread the word.
Visit GCNLive.com today.